The 9/11 Commission says the country would be safer if Congress had better oversight over Homeland Security. The commission calls the current system, which involves some 80 committees and subcommittees, dysfunctional. The panel recommends that there be just one Homeland Security Committee in the House and another in the Senate. But there's strong opposition to such a change, and House leaders are trying to come up with a plan that can win lawmakers' support when they return to Washington after the holidays. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
One reason the 9/11 Commission says Congress needs to do something about the way it oversees Homeland Security is this.
The committee welcomes Secretary Tom Ridge for his testimony on the progress the Department
is the Honorable Sue Minster, Director of the Office of Domestic Preparedness in the Department
of Homeland Security. Mr. Chairman and Congressman Sabo and distinguished members of the committee.
Our distinguished witnesses, Admiral James Loy, Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, and John Brennan, Director.
Over the past 2 years, officials from the Department of Homeland Security have testified more than 300 times and provided more than 2,200 briefings on Capitol Hill. The 9/11 Commission says this hurts the department's ability to function and Congress's ability to keep tabs on what's going on. It's a problem long recognized by a number of think tanks and outsiders. Randy Larson is a retired Air Force colonel and Homeland Security expert.
I used to be chief of legislative affairs for Transportation Command. I had to deal with four committees. I can't imagine dealing with 88 committees. All of my senior friends over there say they spend all their time up on the Hill. I don't know when they get their jobs done.
But efforts to reorganize Congress are never easy. Committees are reluctant to relinquish power. And a new proposal by House Speaker Dennis Hastert to turn a temporary Homeland Security Committee into a permanent one is running into some stiff opposition, mostly from committee chairmen who stand to lose some clout.
I don't understand why we need a new committee.
Alaska Republican Don Young chairs the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which now oversees the Transportation Security Administration and the Coast Guard, both major agencies within the Department of Homeland Security. Young insists that his reluctance to give up jurisdiction isn't about turf, but about expertise.
We create a new committee with members that are unaware of what they're doing and give them the jurisdiction over, I call, commerce. That's my main interest, because they will say, this is security purposes, so we've got to decide when the trains run, where they run, and how they run. We decide when planes land, how they land, and when they land. We decide what is the best security for highways.
And he thinks that's something his committee is better equipped to do. But California Republican Christopher Cox, who now heads the House Select Committee on Homeland Security, says the status quo makes no sense when the whole purpose of the new Homeland Security Department was to try to unify the government's counterterrorism efforts.
The 9/11 Commission pointed out, and it couldn't have been more stark, how terrorists exploited gaps in our information sharing and in our execution of security responsibilities in the United States. We want to make sure that doesn't happen again. If Americans are to be safe, we can't keep repeating these mistakes.
Cox says he doesn't want jurisdiction over the non-Homeland Security functions of such agencies as the Coast Guard, but he says there has to be one place in Congress that monitors how domestic counterterrorism efforts are working overall.
If Congress keeps looking at the Department of Homeland Security as so many different pieces, if our legislative jurisdiction remains balkanized as it was before 9/11, then our oversight of Homeland Security will resemble the blind man and the elephant.
Cox knows it's going to be a tough sell nonetheless. There will be plenty of behind-the-scenes negotiating before the full House votes on the issue January 4th. The Senate has already made some changes in its committees, but didn't go as far as the 9/11 Commission would have liked. The Governmental Affairs Committee has been renamed the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, but other Senate panels still have responsibility for major Homeland Security issues, including Customs and Border Control, Aviation Security, the Coast Guard, and Immigration. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.